T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great way to start the show. I feel like listening to this song the entire time.
It's good.
Is it a throwback Thursday?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
We're getting back into it. You got all your music ready?
We're good, man.
Oh, okay. Look at this.
We are good today.
Second day in the brand new studios, and I'm not even lying to you. I was so looking forward to coming in today because it's so much nicer than what we're used to.
It is.
And, by the way, I knew that the vending machines were going to be installed by the time I got here.
Bro, they're nice.
So, the vending machines at our old building, we're the oldest. I'm not kidding. I told you yesterday, and if you listen to this show for a while, you know that I always made fun of those vending machines because they're made of Naga hide, and it just, like, it couldn't give change. It couldn't. I don't think the drink machine had refrigeration.
Warm just, Coke.
Yeah, yeah. And so the new vending machines, there's 3 of them. I sent up some Instagram video if you want to see them. I didn't even look at the vending machines. I did it live on Instagram so I could experience it with the viewers. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. But there's Red Bull in the drink machines, Monster Energy drink. There's Dunkin' Donuts, cold coffee, Starbucks, Frappuccinos.
The healthy section.
They had like juices.
Veggie chips.
Yeah.
And baked glaze.
Plantain chips.
Plantain chips.
And you got the honey buns. Like, it was, it's a whole new world for us. And then I discovered, I'm telling you, maybe 30 feet outside our studio, there's a little lounge for us, for the air staff and the producers. There's like some nice chairs and a flat screen TV.
A big ass TV.
I'm going to turn it into a sports book. Now, I don't know what Entercom had planned, but I'm actually going to take wagers in there and people can watch the game and I'll go get them the Red Bull.
Bro, out of the I'll bankroll machine. With you.
I know. This is.
We
this
got
is,
action.
There's suckers up here.
We got action.
And then we'll open it up to people from the beach and the shark and whatever. I mean, we will be rolling into, oh,
we got
look
action.
At this. It really is all set and ready to go.
We got action. Jack.
That'll actually be the name of our sports book. And people go,
it.
Yeah, I want to go hang out at We Got Action, Jack. Oh, woo. Yeah, the sports book on the Entercom radio studio.
I love it.
So yesterday, you know, I talked about we're the Jeffersons and we're moving on up. Just so you know, your microphone is on, Solana. I just want to make sure you knew because it's got that new red light right in front of your eyes. So.
Oh, no, I got it.
All right. Just double checking. We know what happened with Michael Irvin yesterday.
Huh? That was a first time mistake.
No, yesterday's show was, for the most part, flawless. Very difficult to do in a new studio with new settings, new instruments and whatnot. Solana pulled it off perfectly, and but speaking of Michael Irvin, I'll get to that in a sec. But there was a story I want to share
our
with everybody.
First,
what was that?
What you got?
Huh?
What was that that just played on the air? That was me.
I don't know. I think you guys are hearing something.
Literally singing his praises.
I know what it was.
I know it was the beginning of the Michael Irvin interview.
Exactly. Well, let him know. You know we're gonna play it next.
Well, now you know it works.
All right, there you. I do. All right, I'll give you that one. That was funny though. I'm singing his praises. Difficult to do what he did, and he's just firing stuff off back there. So yesterday I said we're like the Jeffersons. We're moving on up. We went from a trailer park to the Taj Mahal. I mean the disparity between the two studios. I mean we did Monday and Tuesday's show from, when I say the bowels of the radio industry, I mean the bowels. And now we're in the Taj Mahal. It is really, now we've got our TV monitors are working today. I was told you can't change the station though. So they're working, but you can't change station. Like right now, the talk is on. I'd like to have the Marlins game on. I heard Solana's update that the Marlins are playing right now, but we don't know if there's a way to change what we're watching. So I'll let you know if anything happens on the talk, though.
No, nothing's going to happen. I'll let you know now.
But anyway, I said we're moving on up. Speaking of moving on up, and just to put things in perspective, you know, I heard Dono and Omar today, who was filling in for Frito, heard them talking about, you know, Bill Parcells and how they stole money from how he stole money from Stephen Ross because he just up and left. But in his contract, he was able to have the entirety of the value of the contract. Stephen Ross yesterday, did you see this? I know your wife's in real estate as well. He just listed his apartment in New York City. Do you know what the asking price is? This is from the New York Post.
I didn't see it, but $10
million? $75 million.
For a building?
No. For his apartment. Now, he does own the building.
Yeah.
$75 million is the asking price for his apartment.
Can we go see it? Like, do we have to prove we can pay for it, or can we just ask our real estate agent to go check it
out? Yeah, like, they're not having an open house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just go look
where you
at
sign
it.
In. Yeah. I'm currently. Yeah. That's invitation only.
Macaroons in the bedroom? Where
it says they're going from a deluxe apartment in the sky to another deluxe apartment in the sky. Billionaire real estate developer and Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross, along with his jewelry designer wife, Kara Ross, are listing their Manhattan penthouse for $75 million, the Wall Street Journal reports. That mighty price makes this the fourth most expensive property publicly listed in New York City. It's the top floor. It's 8,500 square feet. It's at the Time Warner Center in Columbus Circle, which his firm Related Companies developed. And they are moving to another Related Companies building, which is his company, called Hudson Yards. $75 million. I mean, think about that. I mean, like, think about what the percentage of your net worth is wrapped up into real estate. And people always say you don't want to be house poor, right? And if you're not house poor with a $75 million apartment, that is, it's staggering.
What's he worth, $8 billion? Something like that? $7
billion? It's somewhere in that neighborhood, yeah.
So that's...
It's nothing. It's nothing.
2%.
But I mean, the think about, like, you were going high when I said, guess what they're listing it for? $10 million for a residence is ridiculous, especially an apartment.
An apartment, no land.
$75 million. It's a staggering amount.
Well, you put 20% down now. You only got to get $15 million together. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you go on Rocket Loan and see if you can get a mortgage.
You can mortgage $60 million, can't you? That's that crazy money. Funny, it's kind of related to the same thing where when we went to play the Jets and we went to a steakhouse, some nice steakhouse, the whole team. So afterwards, you know, Stephen Ross just bought the team his first season. We went to the steakhouse and everybody's saying, hey, Stephen Ross owns the steakhouse, whatever. So after the meal, and you could literally order as much of as anything as you want. Like I think I got one of those cowboy steaks to go. Because they would like to order whatever you want. As many as you want, whatever you want, as many sides, just order it. So afterwards, a couple guys went up and was like, hey, man, beautiful restaurant. You know, we heard you own this restaurant. And just very casually. He's not an arrogant dude.
Right.
Very casually. Yep. And the building. And it was like a 7-story mall. And that's all he said. Yep. And the building. And just kept eating his meal.
Man.
The dude's not struggling.
Yeah, somebody texted in. I just Googled it. That apartment is sick. Yes, I didn't Google it, and I can tell you that apartment is sick.
$75 million?
$75 million. Yes, the apartment is sick. So there you go. A little something to start your day or start your afternoon. Stephen Ross has listed his penthouse for $75 million.
Does that make you not as mad at Bill Parcells?
Yes.
Because that $5 million is peanuts.
I mean, when I say peanuts, nothing. Nothing. Like, I'm sorry. I know every dollar has value and whatnot, but I like Stephen Ross a lot. I think he's a great owner. Don't ever feel sorry for him. And I'm not taking a shot at him. Like, he earned his money. I'm not, he didn't win the lotto. He earned his money. We've had this conversation before, even with Crowder, where people think, you know, athletes, oh, you hit the lottery. You got a $20 million contract from your employer. And Crowder's always like, I didn't hit the lottery. Like, I worked my ass off since I was 10 years old. Yep. Like, I earned this money, and people forget that all the time. And so I don't want to do that with Stephen Ross. But also, when we say, you know, Bill Parcells stole $2 million, and I don't like Bill Parcells, he stole $2 million from him. Like, dude didn't know it was gone.
Yes, at all. He put $500 million into the stadium. Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Let me sell another building. I'll make that back overnight. Yes.
$75 million.
It's a different type money.
That's crazy. As somebody says via text, y'all done messed up. Those vending machines only guarantees Crowder going to be late every break.
No. Man, downstairs guarantees
See,
that.
Yeah, if he goes down to the food hall downstairs, then he'll be late.
I had some pork down there a second ago. Oh, my goodness.
Place is just incredible. So we have a lot of stuff to get to today. We have some good guests today as well. Manny Diaz, he was on with Joe Rose this morning. There's going to be a touchdown chain for the Miami Hurricanes, and we'll get to that this afternoon because I think it's pretty important. But yesterday, if you were listening maybe early in the show, didn't hear later in the show, we had talked early in the show around this time yesterday about who should be our first guest from the new studios. Should it be someone memorable? So 10 years from now, we can say this guy was our first guest. And we ended up having Michael Irvin on with us yesterday around 5 o'clock. And I want to replay it in the next segment. We believe we'll be able to replay it in the next segment, especially because we got a little preview of it at the beginning of this segment, courtesy of Alejandro Solana. But, you know, again, we're getting everything ramped up here technically. But Michael Irvin never disappoints.
No.
And he did not disappoint yesterday.
Rare form.
He brought his Hurricane swagger. And he's got a great answer when Crowder asks him about, were you born with that swagger or did you get it at UM? I mean, just a great answer. He was everything you would want Michael Irvin to be. So as ACC Media Days are in full swing and Manny Diaz was out with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz this morning and people are starting to realize, wow, less than 5 weeks, we're going to have ourselves some college football. Things are happening. Michael Irvin was on with us yesterday at 5 o'clock. We are going to play that interview for you next. You are going to want to hear it. You should tell your friends and neighbors and anyone that's a Hurricanes fan because you will delight in it the way that we did. So Michael Irvin is next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Our first show from the brand new studios here in Little Haiti or Little River or El Portal, the Citadel building.
Miami, baby.
We got it all. And so we were saying at the beginning of the show, like, we've got to come out of the box where 10 years from now we can say, you know, our first guest from these brand new stellar facilities was someone big and someone who, you know, rep Miami and oozes swag. And, like, I mean, there was no better representative to fill that. And somebody who's got a history here.
Oh, 30 years, right?
Well, something history, like though, with this radio station hosting shows. So Michael Irvin was the guy, and he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And hopefully you're on the air. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? So you're telling me that they have you in a brand new studio. This has been my life here. You know, I build, but never get to play. Never get to play. They tore down everywhere. We built the Orange Bowl. We had a great scene. Then they tore it down and went to you know, the Hard Rock Stadium. Even in Dallas, we tore up Texas Stadium. Then they tore it down and moved to Jerry's World. I'm like, why do I ever get to play in the new places?
I'll tell you what, man.
I've never played in the new places, man. I bet the studio looks great, too.
It's unbelievable. I've worked in radio all my life, and really starting at the University of Miami radio stations in the student union. It used to be up on the second floor.
But I remember that.
Yeah, I've worked in radio all my life. These are the nicest studios that I've ever worked in. Now, when you used to do the show on QAM, most of the time you were in Dallas, right? You did the show out of your house or out of a studio there?
Right, I have my own studio here in my home, but when I came, I came in at least once a month and hung out there to keep in with everybody you work with. You don't want to just be always a phone conversation and not have a chance to meet people face to face, and you know, so we would have some time where we can go and grab some lunch together, you know, build that team camaraderie and all of those things. So yeah, I spent a lot of times in that old studio. Don't trust me. I spent a lot of time in them studios.
So you remember what a crap heap it was.
I wasn't gonna say that, but since y'all know, open the door. I was gonna ride high and stay above the clouds, but since you've opened the door, I got a better studio at my house.
That's what, like, I mean, you're the playmaker. You had to walk in there the first time and go, "What the hell did I just sign on to?"
Hey, I just kind of figured that's what radio stations work. Because now, really, listen, even that place that you're talking, the old place, was still an upgrade from the University of Miami.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. You're right. You're exactly right. Oh, my God.
I mean, union, well, I had we used to go to Rhett Skelly and all
yeah.
that.
The old
place was a huge upgrade from the University of Miami. I just imagine it must be another huge upgrade. Now.
Yeah, no, this building is fantastic. We've got actual windows that look out into the, you know, into the actual world. it's a breath of fresh air. But we're excited. This is like you're that guy, right? I mean, you still, after all these years and everything that you did with Dallas, you still are a Miami guy. You throw up that U, and I'm imagining, we talked about this earlier in the show, I imagine you look at like Manny Diaz and what's going on at the University of Miami, and it's one thing to do it during the offseason. You still got to do it on the field, but you got to be pretty hype about what's going on with the Hurricanes.
I'm so hyped about this. Now, and let me tell you why. Talent is talent, you know. And I always say to people, I promise you, this is the truest statement you'll ever hear. A football team or a football organization, you'll never win a championship. You'll never win. It's too hard. Football families win championships. And to a man, if you ask anybody, and when I say this about Manny, I don't want people to take anything and make it about Mark Richt, but to a man, when you ask those players, and I was just there at Paradise Camp, I'll be in Orlando, of course, too, and I spend time, you know, of course, talking to my son and all his friends that play on the team. Everybody loves Manny. Everybody wants to play for Manny, and that help start. That's how you help generate that football family atmosphere that can do great things. I'm really excited about that. Really excited. And excited about what we will be doing and the possibilities that we'll have on offense this year.
And like you say, Mike, not trying to badmouth Mark Richt, but, you know, we moved on. I would say, well, I can't say we. I'm a Gator, let me be honest. But y'all moved on to, I think, you know, brighter pastures over there with Manny Diaz. What's the most challenging thing that Manny needs to implement in down there in Coral Gables to get this program turned back around?
Well, when you are a great defensive mind, great defensive coach like he is, the most difficult thing to do is go out and find the right offensive coordinator. Look at some of the defensive coaches, the great defensive coaches that we've had in college and in the pros that couldn't find the right offensive coordinator, you know. But I believe that Coach Enos is a great offensive coordinator. Let me tell you why. I know we were down near the bottom of the heap in the passing game last year for a Big Five top conference. We were down at the bottom of the heap. But when I watch practice, I watch some spring practice. You know, I've been around watching him practice and everything. The one thing I love about this dude, man, and he's doing this, is he's playing the game Tom Brady-ish. That means inside out. He's using the tight ends, setting up the outside routes. Whenever you don't feel totally comfortable with the quarterback situation, and even if you do, it's still smart to play the game inside out. Tom Brady is the greatest to ever do it, and that's how he plays the game. The inside throws are the more easy throws. The outside throws are the more difficult throws. You start sucking people in, getting people in, dropping that ball off. Everybody sucks in, sucks up. Then you get easier outside throws. When I watch those practices, I'm seeing that, and I was like, this is what we should have been doing this a long time ago. I really like Coach Enos.
Michael Irvin is with us. Michael Irvin, by the way, is one of our Radio.com Sports NFL insiders. So you want to know if Entercom is serious and they built these studios, this facility for us. I was praising Entercom. Michael Irvin is one of the Radio.com Sports insiders. So that'll tell you a little bit of something. Now, looking at that first game against Crowder's Florida Gators on August 24th, should we temper our expectations a little bit, Mike? Because, you know, we had that thing with LSU last year. We were all jacked up for the season. It didn't go very well. Should we temper it? Or should we come in with that Miami swag and just go for it?
Listen, man, there's only one way you can do what you do. And Manny's not a tempering type of coach. He's just not that. He's not going to do that. He's going to tell you to do what you do and let's go get it done. And I think sometimes when you're trying to temper, it slows down. A lot of people, a lot of these kids, they go to Miami for that. They go to Miami for that. Now, last year, I was at that LSU game, too. You know, LSU, though they were rated poorly, that defense was, man, I tell you what, somebody underestimated that defense. They underestimated LSU's defense last year and what we saw. Or we could say they overrated Miami's offense with what we saw. But I'm expecting that not to be the case this year as far as overrating the offense because of that new offensive coordinator.
And, Mike, that swag, and you have it. We talked about it coming on. That's why we wanted to bring you on. You have that Miami swag, that confidence, whatever you call it. Can you teach a kid that, or were you that way when you were 6 and 7 years old? Did you come to Miami that way, or did you learn it here?
Well, I came to Miami that way, but Miami put all the seasonings on it. You know, when you go to the store, you buy a piece of meat. It's a good piece of meat. But you still got to put some seasoning on it to make it taste real good. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm telling you. Kids choose to go to Miami because of that swag. They know. So somewhere it's inside of them. Now, working hard, walking around with that swag, expecting to win, confidence about winning, having fun while you win, that's sprinkling the seasoning on that swag. So, yeah, it's in there. You're born with it. But, boy, if you get in the right place and you get the right situation and you catch fire early and you put that seasoning on it, now you got a real good piece of meat.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is with us. So we're 5 weeks away from that UM-Florida game. What are you expecting from Miami this season? Or is it too hard to say without knowing who the quarterback is yet?
Well, it's always difficult when we don't know the quarterback. But I'm feeling confident this year, even at that position. First of all, we're doing what quarterbacks do not love to do. We're putting them all in competition. We had this conversation with some other people the other day. I said, we have to stop babying quarterbacks. Everybody else plays with the meritocracy. You got to keep performing or somebody else gets your job, and we don't do that at the quarterback position across the board. Sometimes college, a lot of times in the NFL, we need to start doing that more to bring the best out of those guys. And I think the competition, being open as it is, will bring the best out of those guys, and we'll have a better offense than we've had certainly last year.
And Mike, there's enough weapons. You said you went to Paradise Camp. I know you're around the program a lot. If they do figure out that quarterback, there's enough weapons down there that he can utilize?
They got enough weapons. They got a lot of weapons to utilize. And I'm going to tell you something, dude. Listen. We had some dudes at that party. Did you see that tight end? The tall guy. I forgot his name. Wow, he's big, about 6'7". This dude was a beast. I looked at him and I said, wow. This is the next coming of Gronkowski right here. Man. That's how beast this dude was at that camp. It was so incredible being at the camp because, you know, those kids, they want to compete. That's what I love. Those kids come in, they want to compete. All they really want to do is go one-on-one and show coach that they can play. And I love that.
I was going to say, you appreciate that of all people.
I love that. I think the NCAA is what hurts us more than anything, always telling us you can't practice this much or you can't practice that much. You know, you can only practice so much. I think that sets back players or sets back college football quite a bit. So I love that they want to compete. They got out competing, man. It was great being there. It really was great being there. There's an excitement all around that Manny's bringing. And honestly, we need to talk about this. It's a surprise at how exciting Manny has everybody because Manny was on the staff. usually this kind of excitement is reserved for somebody new coming in.
Yeah, he's
but
done something.
Everybody has such respect and love for Manny that they can't wait to see what it is with him at the league.
He's done something amazing, because you bring that up. We've talked about that. Usually if it's a holdover from the previous administration, it's
it doesn't
just,
happen this
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah, and there's that. So when you were at Paradise Camp, though, and I know the barometer, the question I'm going to ask you here is a little bit absurd, but did you feel any of that 80s kind of feel, or too early for that?
We've always been trying to get back to that, and that's a hell of a mark. I mean, let's be real here. That's a hell of a mark to say we want to get back to that. But also, but ultimately, that's where we want to be, and that's where you have to start feeling like you are worthy of that. Trust me. You won't get there until you feel you're there. And then that'll start producing and showing up on a football field. Yeah, it was a good feeling. And as I talked to the campers, I told them, I said, man, listen, man, you right now you have to draw on all the resources you have. And if you're going to come to the University of Miami, we had what, 40 or 50 players over there. I mean, Hall of Famers, Super Bowl champions, NFL MVPs, Heisman Trophy winners. I'm like, that's your resource, man. That's your resource. You ought to be tapping into that resource to get all the knowledge you need, all the information you need, so you can leave your mark on this city. And all else I tell young dudes, too, I always say, I said, how can you tell me, because kids will tell me, yeah, my choice is between Miami or West Virginia. I said, son, that's not even a choice. I said, what do you do? Wait, tell me this. I said, tell me this, man. I said, wait a minute. Where's your fam? Oh, they're in Pahokee, Florida. Who the hell ever going to West Virginia? Who the hell's ever going? Even if you go up to West Virginia and have four of the most dynamic years of your life, the greatest years ever, all you get is 4 years out of it. Because ain't nobody ever going back to West Virginia again. But if you go to Miami and have four great years, you can get 40 years out of that. You get 40 years out of that. Your family's going to be in Miami. You're going to meet all the big business people in Miami. You can help them brothers that are going to be leaning on you, ask for money all the time, get a job in Miami. Because they ain't going to West Virginia for a job. They're just going to leave and they're going to just stay right there and spend your money. Trust me, I know. Trust me, I know. So I'm trying to tell these brothers, when you're making these decisions, think 40 years, not just four.
You didn't just give them money when they asked for money? You actually just got them a job instead?
Hey, it's best to teach them how to fish instead of give them the fish. Because when you give them the fish, they only got that fish. I teach you how to fish. You can eat this fish and eat the next fish. I can go about my business. You can get out of my pocket.
You can't keep feeding them, Mike. I got to ask you, a big topic right now is the Dallas Cowboys paying Dak. If they pay Dak now, they might not be able to keep Zeke. Which way would you go? What would be your advice to Jason Garrett and Jerry Jones?
Go to some of these other dudes, do what you have to do, but you can't lose either one of them. You know what I mean? You can't. The reality is, this part trips me out. No, Dak has won more games in his first 3 years than everybody except Tom Brady. September. The bottom line is winning football games. He's won the NFC East two of his first three years, and the 1 year he didn't win it. Zeke missed six games, so he didn't have his best running back. So you got the pair. You got the pair. You need a quarterback. You got to get him paid. I told Dallas should have paid this man months ago, because the price tag is only going up. It's at 32 right now, the minimal 32, because Carson Wentz signed that, and you guys got to understand. The agent for Dak isn't going to let it come in under Carson Wentz, because then his world gets affected. So he can't let it come in under. So if you wait longer, you wait next year, it's only going higher. If you wait the year after that, it's going to be real high, because that's the new collective bargaining agreement. This thing's at 34 right now. It's going to be 45 and 50 in a couple years. Mark my word, and I want you guys to have me on. About 2 years, you'll see that thing's going to be 45 or 50 million a year. I will lock him up right now, and I would lock him up for more than 4 years. I want to get this price and get 5 years out of him. I think absolutely he's worth it, and you cannot play without Zeke. Let's stop playing. I don't care what you say. Don't buy into that. We don't pay the running back. No, you don't pay a running back, but you pay the running back. You don't pay the adjective, but you pay the now.
I want to ask you that, too.
The now.
I was a Cowboy fan back in the day, Mike. I loved y'all. You, Aikman, you know, and Emmitt. That was the big three. How many championships would y'all have won if it was just you and Aikman, if Emmitt wasn't there?
I can't say we would have won any. I'm just being honest with you. I can't say we would have won any. I was there. That offensive line that we had, Nate New, Mark Tuinase, all them boys, they were here before Emmitt. They were here. We traded for Terrence Flagler from the 49ers. He came in, and it was like they think everybody's going to jump off because Terrence Flagler. We went nowhere. We went with that same offensive line. We went nowhere. Then Emmitt got behind him, and all of a sudden they were the greatest offensive line in the history of the game. Trust me, running backs make a difference. They make a huge difference. Anybody can run the ball, but can you run and win? That's the kind of running back Zeke is. He's a winning runner, not just a runner.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker. I can't tell you what a pleasure and what an honor it is that you would christen our first broadcast from the new studios as our first guest, because 10, 20, 30 years from now, when we're talking about when this studio came online and we finally got here in this palatial palace that Entercom built for us, that Michael Irvin was the first caller on that guest line. And as all the texters are pointing out, brought it strong for the University of Miami fans. What an honor, Mike.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to be the first. I like to jokingly, but not jokingly, tell people I am the first son of Miami. You know, I don't know, you know, hey, you know, D-Wade, I know Wade County and all of that and everything, but hey, he was adopted into the family, you know what I mean? We had to go out and drive him. I was born there. I am the first son and will always be the first son of Miami. That's just that.
There you go. And that's why we needed you on today. Man, it was perfect. I mean, could not have been more perfect. Michael, the playmaker, Irvin. And so you're ready to go August 24th. You'll be in Orlando for Canes and Gators?
I'll be there. We're doing the dinner that Friday night. I'll speak at the Canes dinner that Friday night. Guys, I can't even wait. I mean, I'm just setting it all up. I'm going to turn it into a trip. I'll be getting back from Italy on the 18th, and I got a couple appearances here in the 19th and the 20th, and then I'll go out like the 21st. I'm going to take my granddaughter. We're going to go and hang out with Mickey and Minnie for a day or two, and then I'll do the speaking Friday and be ready for game day Saturday. So it'll be a huge family affair. So I'm not spending all this money on all these jokers to come in and lose that game. You know, I can't lose my money in the game. I don't mind spending my money, losing the money. As long as I leave with a win, well, it'll all be great.
Because I got to sit across from this Florida Gators linebacker every day, man, and he's talking a lot leading into this game. So you want to put him in his place, right?
Hey, so how they look, man? Have you heard anything about what they look like over there?
Oh, the Gators looking good, Mike. I don't know if you've seen Felipe Franks. Dan Mullen turned it around, ended in the coaching poll number 6 last year, top 10 going into this year. I don't know, Mike. I don't want you to waste your money up like you said, but I think you might be upset.
Understand what this thing is now. Sometimes, I know you ended well last year, but we just went through that. We end well and expectation comes in. And now people start pointing at each other. I'm not speaking dead stuff over the University of Florida. I'm just dropping this out there. I gotta call in the radio show out there to make sure those players are hearing it and put the pressure right on their head. That's what I gotta do. I gotta call into a show up there somewhere into the University of Florida to make sure they understand the pressure's on their head, because now they're ranked up there. They can't let us do what LSU did to them, did us last year, to them. And I'm going to tell you, it sends your whole team into a tailspin. We had such expectations coming off the previous year, that first game back. It dropped us. It dropped the countenance on the team. And I thought they carried out through the year. That's what we'll be trying to do. No. That's what we will deliver to Florida. That's what we're about to deliver to those Gators.
This is the ally I've needed. I've needed, Mike.
I like the excitement, but I just don't know how. You know, I think the score is going to be a little lopsided, Mike. I can't lie to you.
Are you serious?
I can't lie to you, Mike.
His defense. I'm gonna come back on that Monday. We come back on, and that score will be lopsided the other way. I will certainly bring this back up to you.
I got you.
I would say, you know what? You were what they call in the Bible a seer. He that sees way ahead of things. You were right. The score was lopsided. We beat y'all 31-6. You were right.
We'll bring you on that Monday, and we will laugh for 4 hours. That'll be the entire show, just you and I laughing for 4 hours, and Crowder has to sit there and take it.
Just having a good time, man. But I'm looking forward to the game. You guys know I'm so ready for football season to start. I am so ready and hyped about this season, man. It's going to be a great season.
Well, again, thank you for christening our new studios, being the first guest. Michael, the Playmaker, Irvin, Radio.com, Sports, NFL Insider, and legendary Miami Hurricane. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
That was a genuine pleasure.
He's awesome.
That's the ally I needed, man.
He is awesome.
That is the ally I needed.
He was so hype, he made me say we. And I had to retract.
That's what he does.
I was like, we're not going anywhere.
You get sucked into that orbit, man.
It really is.
I love that. All right, Michael Irvin there on the flagship radio station for Miami Hurricanes football. We'll take a break. We'll come right back after this. People love Michael Irvin. I was looking at the text line there. The first text was, that was effing awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
And I'll tell you, even as a Gator, you respect that type of confidence, swag, whatever the name
well,
you want to call it.
Who also has the numbers to back it up.
Yes.
There's one thing to have that swagger. There's another thing to have that swagger and national championship rings and Super Bowl rings and Pro Bowl appearances like that. That's the complete package right there.
Yeah, Malik Rozier can't talk to me like that.
He can't talk to me like that, Malik.
It would be
a little foolish to hear it in the same kind of way. I was listening this morning. Manny Diaz, head coach of the Hurricanes, was on with Joe Rose. So he said he didn't say it in those words. Did you hear him?
Yes.
He said that Joe was asking him, and I think maybe Joe Zagacki was there, and they were asking him about the turnover chain. And he said coyly, the offensive guys said to me, hey, you're our coach now too. Because, you know, he invented the turnover chain when he was the defensive coordinator. And he pretty much let it be known. And the Canes football Twitter account tweeted out today the video of him saying that to Joe Rose. So they're letting you know there's going to be a touchdown chain or a touchdown something.
He said in 2016, we didn't create a lot of turnovers. 2017, we led the nation in turnovers.
Right.
So wouldn't it be cool to lead the nation in touchdowns, which was a hell of a point.
Right.
So I gained from that, too. There's going to be something this year.
It'll be very interesting to see what it is. And then Joe, you know, pressed him, and he said, hey, you'll have to be watching August 24th. So that would lead you to hope, obviously, that there would be some points on the board.
I was going to say, I don't know if they're going to pull it out too much, but we'll watch. We will be up there. We will watch.
Sounds like, and again, football is ramping up. All you have to do is watch the sports TV shows, read the websites, the local newspaper websites, you know, Sun Sentinel, Palm Beach Post, Miami Herald. I mean, football coverage is here, and it is happening. So Michael Irvin was absolutely perfect. Now, today on the show, in about 10 minutes, we will be bringing on Rob Pizzola. His triumphant return. It's been over a month since we've talked to our professional sports handicapper, Rob Pizzola, a huge Raptors fan. He lives in Toronto. We have not spoken to him since Kawhi left his Raptors, so I'm interested to hear what he has to say about that.
We've been light on our gambling. We were out of town.
We really have not gambled a lot. Even when I was in Japan, had I remembered to bet on Joey Chestnut, I would have. But the time difference was so off, and you were traveling and whatnot. So we haven't laid any wagers since the U.S. Women's World Cup game. It wasn't the championship game,
it was the quarterfinals.
But we won. That's the last bet that we've made. So it was several weeks since we've made a wager.
It's about that time.
Yeah. So Rob Pizzola, he's going to join us at 3 o'clock. Oronde Gadsden. will gift us with his presence around 4 o'clock. And Brian Geltzeiler from Sirius XM NBA Radio and NBA TV, he'll join us around 5 o'clock. So we've got your NFL, your NBA, your gambling covered today. So I'm excited about today's show, show number 2 in the brand new studios here. And I said, you know, as Michael Irvin was coming on, you know, we don't know whether to call it Little Haiti or El Portal or Little River, I guess, is the name of the area that they're trying to foist upon everybody. Omar texted me while Michael Irvin was on there, Little River. He said they don't call it Little Haiti anymore, but El Portal is also valid. Roy Bellamy had texted me yesterday. He was listening. He said Lemon City.
Really?
And I said, I'd never heard that before. He said, that's the old name before they changed it to Little River. So did anybody know this was called Lemon City?
Never heard of Lemon City.
Lemon City sounds cool to me.
Produce?
I like.
That's not cool,
man. I like that. Lemon City?
Lemon City.
You work in the Magic City? Where in the Magic City? Lemon City. I like it.
Well, you know what they say, right? If life hands you lemons.
Oh, they do say that. Yeah, I didn't know what they say up until you reminded me what they say. Did you know what they said up until he reminded us what they said?
I know what they say. You know what they say, Crowder.
Yeah, no, you know what they say.
It's usually followed up by something.
But especially if you don't know what they say. Now we know what they say. All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll get some sports gambling talk in with our friend Rob Pizzola when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.